We're halfway through the summer, and now the meteor showers begin. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is The Storyteller's Night Sky. In August, the daylight noticeably wanes, but as compensation, the starlight gains. And just as we turn the corner into the last full month of the season, we roll through the path of the Delta Aquariid meteor shower. This meteor shower takes its name from a star in the constellation Aquarius, which has a name that means a whisper or a wish. So this meteor shower literally sends the wishing stars through our skies. This happens for several weeks, but it's strongest this week. Then as we pass the peak of the Delta Aquariids, we enter the outside edge of the famous Perseid meteor shower, which then peaks in 2 weeks. Now this meteor shower of the hero Perseus is followed by the meteor shower of the hunter Orion in October, then the lion in November, the twins in December, and finally at winter solstice, the meteor shower of the bears known as the Ursids. Now, there's a wonderful poetry in this sequence of meteor showers, and it was once believed that these meteors or falling stars were a gift from the divine world to the human being to bolster us through this time of waning sunlight. Now, it was imagined that the meteors speeding through the night sky activated and strengthened the human being the same way iron activates and strengthens the blood. And this explains the mighty stories connected to the regions of the sky that lend their names to these showers. Perseus slays the monster Medusa and rescues Andromeda. Orion is a mighty hunter. The lion is a paragon of courage. The twins bring discernment, and the great bears were believed to be escorts for the goddess of the solstice, which brings stillness. You can catch the gifts of these meteors now and nearly each month for the rest of the year as they're loosed from their lofty places among the stars. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.